Hello, everybody. My name is Kushbu, and I will be sharing how the Lord has been working in my life in the past few years. I got saved when I was 12 years old, and since then, there has been many ups and downs in my walk with God. Before I graduated college, my faith was pretty solid, and I could easily say that I trusted Jesus and that God is good. And that was because I had not really gone through much suffering in my life, and my faith had not really been tested. I remember one of my roommates in college saying that she had gone through a crisis of faith, and through that time she had had many questions and doubts. And I found that interesting because she was a missionary kid, so it was not something that I had expected. And I couldn't relate at that point. I can say now that that is not the case. So after graduating college, in the summer of 2024, I went through a period of time where I felt a tidal wave of emotions. After that happened, I went sort of numb. Along with feeling numb, I was also not feeling the presence of God as I usually do. Since I'm a pretty sensitive person and I feel emotions deeply, it was pretty odd for me to not really be feeling anything at all. And at that time and after, I realized how much I rely on a feeling to know that God is with me. Another thing that I have struggled with in my life is generally feeling unseen by people. There are a few people that I would say that truly get me, and they're the ones that I have shared some of my deepest thoughts with and been comfortable being vulnerable with. I find that I can discuss harder or deeper topics when it's related to others, but when it's related to myself, I tend to keep those things private. So if I'm struggling or sad, I tend to isolate myself. Only the four walls of my bedroom and me and God know all of the tears that I have cried. Through these past couple of years of sadness and pain, I have known God as never before. He has been my source of comfort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble, and with the comfort with we which ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so also our consolation abounds through Christ." He has shown me that he is here with me, even if I don't feel his presence. And he speaks through his word and hymns and through other people. Even though it still feels that I am walking through the wilderness, I am reminded that God did not abandon his people, not even in the wilderness. In Jeremiah 31, it says, "The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness." And in Hosea, it says, "Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her." Through this breaking, I have been led to God and been able to bring him all of my sorrow and burdens, knowing that he will help me carry them. I have also been extremely blessed by prayers that people have prayed for me. And if you've prayed for me at all in the past couple of years, those prayers have truly sustained me, and there are no words to describe how grateful I am. So thank you. I have learned that it is okay to ask for help and lean on others, and that is what the body of Christ is for. We are called to bear each other's burdens. As I think over the past couple of years, it has been some of the hardest times in my life, but I've learned some valuable lessons through it, and I'm grateful. The Lord chastens those he loves. Although at times I feel unseen by people, I know that I am always seen by the Lord. In John chapter 1, when Jesus calls Nathanael, he says, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." we don't really know what Nathaniel was going through at that time when he was under the fig tree, but Jesus reminded him that he was there and he saw him. That has been a great comfort for me. God has shown me that he still sees me even in the small things. His word and his promises have been something that I have been able to cling to during this time. I pray that this summer and step continues to draw me closer to the Lord. One of my favorite hymns says, "I have a maker, he formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. He knows my name, he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go." God uses even suffering and trials to draw us closer to him. We can know him and learn to trust him. I do not know what the future holds for me, but I hope that I can always go back to the Rock of Ages. My faith is still being tested currently, and I can say that God is good, even if circumstances are not. There have been obstacles that I could not have seen as I tried to figure out my career and other big life decisions. This year has been pretty heavy and difficult for my family, and I myself have been going through stressful and dark times. But despite all this, I can say that the Lord is carrying me, and I can trust that he has a good plan for me. I'm excited to be able to look back on this time and point to all the ways that the Lord was faithful. I want to end with a passage from Isaiah that has also been a comfort to me. It says, "To comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Thank you for listening.